Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Baltimore. Now when you look outside your window, what is it that you see? Them blue lights got you losing freedom. And you think just cause you ain't wearing shackles, you free? Yeah, I be sunning and running these niggas till I rip up meniscus. For pictures conflicted when you spit it, your shit is fictitious. They psychologically lynching the poverty stricken, afflicted by monopoly systems and lottery tickets. But nobody can mention it. It's everybody busy gripping the smith and no switch it. The sigs or the blickers, the clips with the biscuits. Whatever the term, niggas be kicking, never live it when they spitting. So they get hit with the quickness. The game treacherous, leaving the fake desperate. One of them real spitters, I'm keeping the wave prevalent. They lame selling it, talking about cane peddling. They faker than the bezel that's placed in they chain crevices. Blue and white circle the block with the same prejudice. So once you gain leverage, try to remain relevant. You lower class men that's trying to chase Leatherman. Make the president to be stalking to take precedence.
Yeah.
Lies.
And the raindrops fall.
Made me think about life.
Irony.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Who wanna get with this? Me and my constituents, we will remain inquisitive till we get in them Benjamin. So until we get in this, consider this conditioning vigorous with the penmanship, no dismissing this lyricism. One of the few niggas doing it with conviction, and what I'm spitting should be encrypted inside of the scriptures or amongst the hieroglyphs. I be drifting the higher wisdom. Niggas giving you water, I'm giving you nitroglycerin. They say the realists never be climbing the station. Your poetry compromised when you go and sign to the majors. Been designed by the maker to coincide with the greatest. Moving so independent. Independently, I'm aligned with the paper. So to them people that's skeptical of my dedication, I plan to reach you. I'm digging deeper than excavations. Unique artists, we let it speak with an exclamation. We never sleeping, we eating in the midst of deprivation.
Yeah.
What?
And the raindrops fall.
Made me think about life.
Irony.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Living in the world no different from ourselves.
We gon' help y'all clear.
Open up your third eye.
Watch out for jack snakes and decoys. The street keep your teeth on.
You don't realize what you
face. Every day I skate from Jake, Jim and Jake.
As long as I'm alive, I'ma live illegal. And once I get on, I'ma put on all my people. And once I get on, I'ma put on all my people.
Peace, 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 and Black Power family. Welcome to another episode of Duty Knowledge Radio, the place where knowledge is born. This is your host, Knowledge Born Allah. This is our Liberation Friday episode, and we are here. We have the opportunity, family, the honor and the privilege to build with one of the true and living gods who is keeping this culture and its text and keeping it in its proper place. My brother, your brother, all the way live from Tubman City. The brother Ill Conscious is in the building, so it becomes my opportunity at this time to introduce the son and present to others this evening's guest on live Duty Knowledge Radio. That phone number to call in, family, is 515-605-9360. Again, 515-605-9360. Press 1 with your questions or your comments. My brother, your brother, Ill Conscious is in the building. Peace to God. Peace,
peace, Lord.
How you be, God?
You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
I was good, man. It's an honor, man. Definitely an honor. Appreciate it if you have me, man.
Hey, man.
After I heard Good Morning Baltimore, I was like, let me reach out to the God, man.
Indeed, indeed. Appreciate that. Appreciate that.
Yeah. And salute to the God, man. PFK Boom,
peace,
man.
Peace, man.
Yeah,
every day, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was actually looking for an image to send for his flyer because he's supposed to be on the show later in the month. And
okay,
he had your joint up there, and I checked the joint. I was like, yo, I was like, who's the God, man? So you know, reached out, man, and you know. The rest of the system,
definitely,
man.
I appreciate that, man. Definitely appreciate that. That's divine, son.
So, for the family who may not be familiar with Ill Conscious, man, you know, you can take this opportunity to let them know who you are.
You know what I'm saying? From Baltimore, Maryland, born Mecca. You know what I'm saying? You know, just an MC from Northwest Baltimore, man. Just trying to make a name, trying to put the city on. You know what I'm saying?
Word. That's definitely. So tell the family what you got going on, man, before we get into some of these music, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. My first LP, The Essence, that actually dropped last summer, 2015. But it's still going strong, man. I like to believe it's a classic, timeless album. You know, it's available on iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, Spotify, all online major digital outlets. You can go cop that. For my people that live in Baltimore, you guys can go down to the Soundgarden. Physical copies are available there. So once again, you know, you Google that, The Essence by Ill Conscious, y'all can get that. Got the new EP coming on the way, Import-Export, 7-track EP. It's actually a 3-party project from a producer from Norway. His name is Marsh Teeny, and cool DJ Casey Fly from Norway as well. So man, we got a lot of projects in the works. Got another LP slated for 2017 called Vigilant with NWP from Denmark, and we just working, man. You know.
So you got an international feel.
Absolutely.
I spent some time in Europe altogether. I think around 9 years, and
yeah,
from. You know, from my observation, that ode to genuine hip hop, you know what I'm saying? The ode to genuine music, mm-hmm. like music period, you know, it's completely different.
Right.
Than it might be in the States. You see what I'm saying? So
absolutely. They got a different outlook on everything, you know what I'm saying?
Right. And you know, you might go into the spot, man, see some cats breakdancing still. I remember one night, man, I had to you know, battle some young cats, man. I'm like, yo, you know what I mean? You know, they
had you getting down on the
like,
B-boy tip.
Yeah, man. From the look, G, from the onlookers look, it would look like it's their culture. You know what I'm saying? And you know, mm-hmm. we came up in there and we learned. You know what I mean? I was like, nah.
Right,
man,
right.
Can't let you just get
yeah,
that
off. Yeah, you know. Cause they, you know, they studying it. You know what I'm saying? And they preserving
right.
that art form. You know, so. Us over here, we got to take advantage of it, you know? So,
yeah.
So what I'm doing.
Yeah, so, you know, how did you come up with the title for this first joint, The Essence, man? That's pretty,
man,
pretty
bad. Yeah, man, the first project, it stemmed from, you know, me just kind of wanting to, you know, stay true to who I was as an MC and not really, you know, compromising or oversaturating. You know, the city or the, even the industry where, you know, stuff that's already out there. And I mm-hmm. figured, you know, I can give people a message without being too preachy. I can give you that street feel and everything. And I kind of just, you know, it was self-explanatory. It sounds kind of cliche, you know, the essence and all, but, you know, but from displaying, you know, different DJ skills on the album to, you know, just basic wordsmithing to giving you that conscious message, you know, I think we really took it back to the essence on this one.
Right. Now, I know your name is Ill Conscious, but do you consider yourself a conscious MC?
That's a very interesting question. I do, in a sense, you know. I don't look at myself as a conscious MC in the sense where that's all the content you're going to get from me. because I you know, I'm from different areas and I've been through different stuff and experienced a lot of stuff. So as far as just, you know, conscious message, I like to come across with other things. I might give you like a street sound or a street intellectual sound. And, you know, I try to cover all angles, you know, because I'm, at the end of the day, you know, I got different sides and different angles of me. So I always try to give you the knowledge, you know, everything that I put in, though.
Right. And I hear the lyrical creativity, you know what I mean, and the count and the bars in regards to, you know, the presentation. This is going to sound a little funny, man. Did anybody ever tell you that you kind of got like a, I don't even want to even go that way, but you know what I mean, part of self, if it come off offensive, you got like a Big L kind of sound?
I get that a lot, actually.
Really?
More so in recent times. Like I get the Big L, the AZ, the Nas. Yeah, I get all those comparisons, you know, and it's definitely admirable, you know what I'm saying? Especially, you know, those guys being some of my, you know, biggest influences and people that I've looked up to, you know, while I was doing this music thing. So think to be compared to one of the greats, it's definitely an honor.
Yeah, I know some people don't like that comparison type of thing. Like, nah, I'm me. You know what I'm saying? They them, I'm me. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, I mean, I don't think I completely, like, you know, to a point where people be like, well, you sound just like Big O. You know, they'll say other people, and I think that's a good thing about it. You know what I'm saying? I don't necessarily feel like I sound like just one person. I kind of just put everybody into one big-ass melting pot. You know what I'm saying? And just try to deliver it that way.
Yeah, not in the, I was saying in your delivery on just, you know, particularly this track right here. You know what I mean? When I first heard Good Morning Baltimore, like I heard the rhythmic sound. You see what I'm saying? But lyrically, you got your own lane in the way you approach it. You see what I'm saying? So I definitely wasn't saying, you know, bars.
No, I did, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's definitely your own sound, you know what I mean? And you got like a vegetable medley going on, you see what I'm saying? So it's like, okay, I'm talking to everybody. I'm not talking to just a particular demographic. Yeah, and, you know, from some of the beats and, you know, some of the, you know, the concepts that, you know, that I heard, I was like, yeah, you know, it's definitely a lot of alchemy going on. So, yeah, you know, I'm excited for where you're going. And you just had a show last night, right?
Yeah, we just had a show. Actually, the show last night, it kind of fell through. But the joint we did the night before was the Baltimore Boom Bap Society that was at the Wind-Up Space. It was actually the five-year anniversary. Me and my brothers from Baltimore as well, Third Platoon, they actually rocked with me. And, you know, it was a dope night.
How was that?
Man, it was dope. Like, Baltimore Boom Bap Society is actually, it's an event that was created by a brother named Wendell Patrick. He puts different musicians together. And there's like, it's not a rehearsal thing. It's a straight improvised music scene. And they throw an MC in there to kind of get the, you know, the motions going and everything. And it actually turns out to be a really, you know, a great experience, you know. Because no one has ever, like, you never, you know, rehearsed with these bands, with the right, you know, the instrumentalists and all that. You just come out and just do your thing, and it turns out to be a real organic experience.
That's definitely hype.
I'm going to drop some footage for that later on as well. I got some footage for that.
Mm. Yeah, I would love to see it. I remember it was a sister from D.C. She came to Germany, and she performed out there, and she's got a band. Her name is Akuna Root. I believe that's her name. Yeah, Akuna Root.
Okay.
And she got the live band, you know. So, you know, she got the go-go feel. She got the neo-soul feel. She got, you know what I mean? She got all of these elements all together.
Yeah, that's dope.
Live, you know, sing. You see what I'm saying? So, like, your music got a soulful feel. You know what I'm saying? It got a gutter feel. It got all of the elements, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, You know, it's like a clever masterpiece. So it's definitely, you know, I enjoyed the album thoroughly. You know, I got a few tracks here, you know what I'm saying? So we could get into some of the tracks.
That,
I definitely want to get a little rewind of the Good Morning Baltimore, you know, for the family. Because they just getting on, you know what I mean? So they know what it is. And,
no doubt.
Kind of talk about the writing process without giving up your secret sauce.
Absolutely. I'm with it.
Well, family, we about to rock Good Morning Baltimore and the Pledge. That phone number to call in, 515-605-9360. And press 1 with your questions or your comments for the Brother Ill Conscious on live with Group Knowledge Radio.
Good morning, Baltimore. Now, when you look outside your window, what is it that you see? Them blue lights got you losing freedom. And you think just cause you ain't wearing shackles, you free? Yeah. Do I be sunning and running these niggas till I rip a meniscus or pictures conflicted when you spit it, your shit is fictitious. They psychologically lynching the poverty stricken, afflicted by monopoly systems and lottery tickets, but nobody could mention it. It's everybody busy gripping the smith and no switch it, the six or the flickers, the clips with the biscuits. Whatever the term, niggas be kicking, never live it when they spitting, so they get hit with the quickness. The game treacherous, leaving the fake separate. One of them real spitters, I'm keeping the wave prevalent. They lame selling it, talking about cane peddling. They faker than the bezel that's placed in they chain crevices. Blue and white circle the block with the same prejudice. So once you gain leverage, try to remain relevant. You lower class men just trying to chase Letterman's. Make the presidents, if he's talking to take precedence. Want to get with this, me and my constituents, but we'll remain inquisitive till we get in them Benjamin. So until we get in this, consider this conditioning vigorous with the penmanship, no dismissing this lyricist. One of the few niggas doing it with conviction, and what I'm spitting should be encrypted inside of the scriptures or amongst the hieroglyphs. I be drifting the higher wisdom. Niggas giving you water, I'm giving you nitroglycerin. They say the realists never be climbing the station. Your poetry compromised when you go and sign to the majors. Been designed by the maker to coincide with the greatest. Moving so independent, I'm aligned with the paper. So to them people that's skeptical of my dedication, I plan to reach you. I'm digging deeper than excavations. Unique artists, we let it speak with an exclamation. We never sleeping, we eating in the midst of deprivation.
Yeah, come up, what? And the raindrops fall. Made me think about life, irony.
Living in the world no different from ourselves.
We gon' help y'all clear.
Open up your third eye. Watch out for jack snakes and decoys. The streets keep your teeth on.
You don't realize what you
every day I skate for safe, give and take.
As long as I'm alive, I'ma live illegal. And once I get on, I'ma put on all my people. And once I get on, I'ma put on all my people.
We're grinding, but at what expense? We're gaining status, but losing sense. Getting stacks, but our minds are fed. Souls lent, enlightenment must commence for eternal strength.
I seek the knowledge and I born the wisdom to get an understanding that we more than land dwelling organisms. It's all designed in a dollar to feed the core addiction. We witness the capitalism mixed with the corporate vision, but waiting for a God to handle it. We form religious and steady conformance equivalent to a form of prison. Are you ready to fight for your position, or are you one of them niggas to steady adapted to the poor condition instead of building with our brothers we extorting niggas? Why the queens be running to the abortion clinics? The devil's laughing while they talking. With foreign sinners portraying our people in a horrid image. Instead of unity, it's more division. We need some more uplifting. Instead of giving in, we're more submission. Of course, it's wicked. It's the land of the torture lynchings. Yo, listen.
that I'm observing. Fiends lurking, brothers posted up, working, cause for and honest living, they get jerked and they hurting. It's complicated. Liquor stores, sub shops, houses dilapidated. Few positive outlets around to escape the bodies that are dropping. Brothers getting locked in, females obsessed with the way they make their Gucci pop. With Louis Gucci and Prada dreams. When poppies, all that you've ever seen, get money's the theme by any means. Love lost, trying to survive with wires crossed. We're bugging out in need of a different route. You women give me a shout. A way to keep us from within is to keep us without. It's math. The static in my habitat is what's causing a habit. Perpetual damage, the effect of my negative habits. Let's change.
Devil temptations, all the demons, temple invasions. This black gentleman spirit just for the citizens, living a life so vivid, it's matching their grimaces. We indigenous, acting just like we menaces, putting our L's high, we trapped in the slum villages.
If we try.
Yeah, family, you can hear it from yourself. You hear that fire coming on from my brother, Ill Conscious Man, making some things happen out here, you know. That phone number, the call in is 515-605-9360, 515-605-9360. Press 1 with your questions or your comments or your shout-outs or your acknowledgments. Callers online, you know, we can take these callers real quick, and then I want to get into the two tracks that we just played.
Word.
All right, we're going to go to area code 443-297.
Salute.
All right. Salute.
What's
peace,
up,
peace.
PFK, PFK Boom, man. I had to definitely call
peace,
in.
Brother,
to
how you feel, man?
Man,
okay,
when you doing your thing, you bless Baltimore, man. You already know that I had to. I don't care what I'm doing. You know, I got. You know, I'm all on your back with that, man. You brought hip hop back
for me anyway. Appreciate that.
Yeah. I thank you for keeping it 100 and staying in your lane to bring hip hop back. It was going to come back around, but believe me, like I said, all the support I could ever give you from here to Oakland, I'm here, B.
Absolutely, man. I appreciate you to the fullest, bro. You already know, man.
We all we got. We all we need. I'm going to let y'all do y'all thing. But again, we all we got. We all we need. And like I said, ill, sky's the limit, B.
Indeed, man. Indeed. Peace, man. Appreciate you.
Salute. Appreciate you, too. Salute.
Yeah, PFK, we're gonna have our time to rap, you know, a couple of times a month for what I keep hearing in the street, you know what I'm saying?
Damn, man, out there, man.
Yeah.
The people, you know what I'm saying?
The people, that's me, power to the people, that's all, that's where I will be at, the same way my brother be out there with the MCs, power to the people all the way to my death, I'm not going nowhere, that's where I'll be at, man.
Word. Tubman City, man, holding it down, man. Appreciate you calling in.
All the time, anytime, King. Salute. All
right. Salute.
Salute.
Look at that Baltimore love in the building. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, man. That's my man, yo.
Yeah. Got my sister calling in from Baltimore, too. Dr. Mayotte in the building.
All right.
Peace, Queen.
Peace and power to the brothers on the panel. Peace to you, the God, knowledge born Allah. Peace to
peace,
you,
peace.
Brother Ill Conscious. Peace, peace, peace.
Peace.
I just listened to the tracks, and Brother Ill Conscious, I'm a huge fan of yours. You and I had politicked on Facebook, and I downloaded the your album from off of Amazon.
Okay.
And I've listened to all of the tracks. I think it's about, 10 or 11 tracks on the album. And
I think it's about
about 10 or 11 tracks, and I must say that each one is a banger. And you took me back to the '90s feel, like your whole album you know, I put your album with, like, the Brand Nubians, with the Tribe Called Quest, with the Daylight.
You
know what I mean? It was like
yeah.
that vibe, Souls of Mischief, you know what I mean? Like, that
right,
vibe,
right.
That's the vibe that you took me back to. So
I appreciate that.
I appreciate you putting Baltimore on the map, you know, so we'll be known as, you know, you bring that hip-hop back, like TFK Boom just said. And and brother Knowledge Born Allah, I just appreciate all the love that you're showing Baltimore. You had me on the show. You just had Brother Jabari Nassour from Reality Speaks. You got Ill Conscious here. So,
Legends,
so you showing Baltimore Legends. A lot of love, and I just appreciate you, brother.
That's all love. You know, I got mad love for you and what you doing. You know what I'm saying? I can't let you slide without plugging Mel Trek. You know what I'm saying? Let the family know. You know, we don't play that.
I didn't want to come in plugging, you know, because I know Ill Conscious is on here doing this thing. But,
nah, do your thing.
You know,
do your thing. I completely support you. I completely support it.
Hey, I appreciate that. Well, you know, we have Ed Anime Productions. That's also a Baltimore-based company. And we're producing a historical series that teaches children authentic African-American history. And that series is called Mel Trek. Mel is short for Melanin, Trek means journey. So we're taking you on a journey to understand the history and culture of a melanated people. So if you just go to your Google search engine and type in Mel Trek, that's M-E-L, Trek as in Star Trek, you know, our website and all of our information will pop up. We have one episode currently available. And the second episode will be released this month. So I feel like all black children should have Mel Trek in their collections. We got to wake our babies
right.
up, and we got to give them knowledge as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely.
So,
Absolutely.
You know,
that's peace.
We just doing our part. And Ill Conscious, I appreciate you doing, you know, your part by giving our babies something positive to listen to. You know,
Absolutely.
A few weeks ago, I did a lecture in Baltimore, and I was talking about the media, and I was saying how in today's, you know, hip-hop music, we don't promote love, we don't promote self-love, we don't promote unity, we don't promote healthy relationships
right.
between males and females. So you bringing that
mm-hmm.
back with your album. You're bringing that back
Absolutely.
With your album, and I appreciate that, brother.
It's all about taking advantage of the most influential art form we have today, you know, so definitely
yes,
try to
is.
Do that.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So I'm going to keep on listening to the show. I know you guys have other callers. Peace and black power, family.
Peace.
And Dr. Maya, I heard them bars, too. You know what I'm saying? I thought you ain't got them bars.
Hey,
I heard them bars.
Hey, look, I got something else coming, Knowledge Born Allah. I was going to actually holler at Ill Conscious, and there were two other brothers. I wanted you to put me in touch with Tahir, RBG. I think that's the brother's name, Tahir?
Yeah.
I got you.
Because
I want to do a remix to that. I want to do a remix to that and do a conscious version, you know.
Right.
Man,
and
I'm
start,
with it. I'm with it.
And start circulating that. So we're politic on that more.
Indeed.
We're politic on that more. All right, brothers. Right. Hotep.
Peace. That Toughness City Be More collab right there, you know what I'm saying? Famous,
mm-hmm.
man. Shout out to Jabari, man, from Reality Speaks, man. One of those legends, man. I was bugging out. Like, I saw Dr. Maya at the lecture, and I was like, man, that looked like the brother Jabari who used to bring in, the speakers into Baltimore, you know what I'm saying? I was like, oh, snap, that's him, he's just older. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was bugging out, like, oh, snap. I was like, man. I'm telling you, like, man, you know, that brother has been doing this thing, man, for 20 years, man. And, you know, he got his daughters, you know, with Toto from the Now, they doing their thing too,
yeah.
man. So it's like a beautiful, beautiful thing, man. Baltimore
right.
looking real nice, man. You see what I'm saying? That place of freedom, man. So I understand, regardless to gentrification, regardless to redlining, regardless
mm-hmm.
to police terrorism, you know, anything that they could throw at us as African people, man, we just reflect that and, you know, continue to rise, man. And you definitely one of those shining principles we can point to as a point of reference and say, boom, Baltimore, ill-conscious, Baltimore, brother, right. Boom, Baltimore, Dr. Mayotte, and the list keeps on going and going. You see what I'm saying? Looking at Tubby City, man. You know, so salute, man. I don't want to get off track. I want to get back into the tracks, actually. You see what I'm saying? So,
oh, it's all good, man.
Good morning, Baltimore, man. Motivation, man. Definitely motivation,
right.
Man. So I want to talk about it, man.
Can't hear you, man. Say it again.
If you wanted to get into, you know, the science behind the track, you know, good morning, Baltimore.
Oh, good morning, Baltimore. Good morning, Baltimore, man. So I wanted to start the album off with triumphant but kind of a mellow feel. You know, it was a call for awakening or a reawakening, if you will, amongst our communities. And I wanted to basically, you know, just mean for us to, you know, question everything, to, you know, to seek true knowledge and universally, you know. And so that's kind of how I wanted to start off that album. I wanted to give it a real triumphant feel, and you know, but still at the same time able to rock with it, able to really, you know, understand it. So I think I accomplished that with that Good Morning track, Good Morning Baltimore track. Everybody actually, people really dig that. That's one of their favorite joints off the album. And I'm glad I actually made that the second track on the album, you know?
Yeah, that's definitely an anthem, you know what I mean? Put you in the space, you know, prepare the imagination for today and what's to come, you know what I mean? So you be
absolutely
out there. Right, so that's definitely beautiful, man. And the second track we heard was The Pledge.
Yeah, man, The Pledge, it was more so supposed to be like a feel for, I wanted to, you know, to be the soundtrack of the revolution. Like if you know, we have one of these movies or, you know, any type of, you know, just a soundtrack. I wanted to be one of them, some feels and warrior songs. And I think me and the young lady, Sin Hawks, we actually did a good job with that. We shot a video for that as well. So it was on YouTube, Ill Conscious, The Pledge. So it's actually one of my first videos that I've ever shot. And, you know, you can actually see the authenticity inside of the video and everything. We put a lot of work into it. And I think we accomplished that feel, man. You know?
Yeah, it's definitely call and response type of situation with the, you know what I mean? Like, you know, basically making that pledge, you know what I'm saying? That you're
right.
Going to be about what you're going to do and what you're not going to do. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times
absolutely.
We just get the joint like, you know, do this. Well, what about don't? Don't do this, right?
And it has to be a form of resistance. That's the only way that this is going to work, you know? You can't do one thing but still be conforming or still be, you know, not resisting. So it doesn't go hand in hand, you know. So.
Definitely. Let me get into what you need in the ruler thing.
Oh, yes. What you need is one of my favorite joints.
Yeah.
I'm guaranteed to give you what you need. I'm guaranteed to give you what you need. I'm guaranteed to give you what you need. Allow to introduce myself and my PG. I'm guaranteed to give you what you need. I'm guaranteed to give you what you need. I'm guaranteed to give you what you need. Straight from the suicide.
Blowing the diesel and meditating. Shit. So it's peace to the melanated, deceased and the decimated. The killers increase, turning their back on the education and resorting to pitching the crack like it's recreation. From a place where the dealers playing in the darkest corners, we see the detriment, many mothers becoming mourners. Sons ducking and dodging the cuffs and the fucking warmest. I've seen the best of them niggas go turning and forming. Damn, shit is more than just an observation. Too many lost souls stuck within the population. It's like the older folks don't feel it is an obligation to teach the youth and inform them about cooperation. It's from the school of hard knocks to the block scholars. The root of the cause is all just the top dollars. With the mind of a pit bull and the rock rollers. Getting locked inside a cage, son, the cops wild.
I'm guaranteed to give you what you need. I'm guaranteed to give you what you need. I'm guaranteed to give you what you need. Allow me to introduce myself and my PG. I'm guaranteed to give you what you need. I'm guaranteed to give you what you need. I'm guaranteed to give you what you need.
Yeah. formality. Lovecraft and the penmanship, they killing morality. Judge stacking the sentences, we feeling the agony. Grudge matches is infinite, blaming on bad karma when slugs back the recipients. It's for the common thug who lacking a sense of it. Street symphony, so they packing the instrument. And they mistaken this conscious rap for sensitive, like I ain't walking around with a gat like it's a membership. Wait, what's the consensus? The radio try to convince us. Meanwhile, the 9 to 5 got us filing exemptions. And we standing on the block with the wildest intentions. But the galore, but breaking the laws, kinda convincing. Well, beginners in the hood is 5%ers. But something must I got in us. Now we got hidden agendas. Never signing addendums, lest they come with percentages. So we even the odds so we can be climbing the integer.
Listen to the album by myself, man, like, because I've heard it so much, it's kind of like,
you know, it's redundant to me now, but like every time that somebody else clear and, you know, and they enjoy it and, you know, it, you know, makes me get that feeling of, you know, excitement again about the album. So definitely.
Okay. Yeah, it's definitely. I want the family to think they're going to call and hit the whole album for free, man. You know what I'm saying? Vote with your dollars, man. Vote with your dollars.
Absolutely.
We got two more tracks. You know what I'm saying? We ain't playing no more of the album. So don't be thinking like, yeah, I'm going to just call in. You know what
I'm going to stream the whole album.
Yeah, nah. Not going to get that off. Not that easy.
Right.
So what about your journey into consciousness? You know, how did you become ill conscious?
Man, well, you know, actually, I've been rapping for about, man, at least 12 years now, man, about 12 to 15 years, like, as a youngin'. And, you know, I didn't start off, you know, with the whole consciousness and everything. So, you know, back then I was on, like, a lot of other stuff. Had, you know, the punchline and, you know, one of the typical type, you know, rappers back then. But it wasn't until I came into knowledge itself probably like six, seven years ago. And, you know, it actually shaped my art form, it shaped my craft. And I just became influenced by, you know, a lot of New York MCs and a lot of, you know, family and my lighteners and different people like that, man. You know, kind of just shaped my whole essence and perspective on life. And, you know, it definitely elevated my skill set. So. Yeah, man. Kind of how that came to be, man.
How many rhyme names did you go through? Did you have like 20 of them?
Man, I had some whack rap names. I'm not going to tell you, man. Like, I had some whack ones. Like, you know, Ill Conscious barely made the cut only because, like, I started to get known. I started to get known by it. So I was like, all right, well, I can't, you know, I got to keep it. But I had some whack ones, man. I ain't going to lie to you. I think my name, I had a name called Philosopher, but it was like with a P-H-A at the end. It wasn't even the E-R. It was like Philosopher, Bloody Conscious, LaVar Conscious. It was some weird stuff, man. It's a lot of weird stuff going on, but yeah. those were the better of the worst ones, so, you know.
So with each name, did you change your style, your content, or was it a growth process, or
Man, it was the whole Ill Conscious thing, that actually just came into, like, fairly recently, probably like the last 3 to 4 years. Before I was just conscious, but then I realized that, you know, that's kind of, you know, it's too common of rap names. Other people with the name Conscious and all that. I started finding people that would try to battle me for the name. I'm just like, I'm not battling for it. You know what I mean? Like, I just gotta, you know, it's like, it's retarded, man. So, it was definitely an evolution with the name, because I didn't realize that by having the word or the term Conscious in your name that, you know, people expect a certain type of music from you. But at that time, when I was just conscious, I wasn't making that type of music, you know? So it wasn't like a contradiction. It was just like, well, I don't really understand, you know, why people would, as I evolved, not even on no music shit, like just on some regular real life shit and started getting knowledge itself, it fit right into place, you know what I'm saying? So it's a blessing, man.
So. Beautiful. Yeah, back in the 40s, you know what I'm saying? I was like one of the first cats to be rhyming. So, you know, we've been rhyming since the 40s, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, you see these new guys now, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay, you know, I leave it to the professionals. You know what I'm saying? I leave it to the professionals, man. But, yeah, that metamorphosis, I always like to hear, you know, especially with the names, you see what I'm saying? Because, You grow into who you are, you know what I mean, and it's beautiful that they had that recognition of accountability, you know, self accountability in regards
to.
It may start off initially, you may seem like it's other people's expectations of you, but it's truly your expectations of self.
Right,
you see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And, and what you really want to give out to the people. So you had to make that conscious decision in order to embark upon that journey. You see what I'm saying? And that journey, geez, just love hella right. You see what I'm saying? So you get a chance to, when you look back at it, you see that, you know, that love for self and love for what you represent and love for the people who gave you what you got, you know, to go through that hell, that purification process to stand right, to stand upright, you know what I'm saying, on your truth and swear to be able to impart this information in rhyme form. You see what I'm saying? So it's one of the best ways to ever do it, you know? So that's really, really, really commendable, Jay. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of different ways that, you know, we could be doing what we're doing, and you ain't got to be doing what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Particularly at your physical degree. You see what I'm saying? There's a whole lot more. Cats wish they get into their 50s and be like, yo, now I want to do this conscious thing. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So, yeah, you know,
the
younger
I've been saying all along, you know, like, you know, I'm kind of from the grain of that sound anyway. So I always, you know, been around it, always, you know, grew up listening to it and, you know, my influences and all that. So, you know, it wasn't too hard to finally make the transition and, you know, really hear the actual change and influences in my music. So, you know, it was all timing, man.
Yeah, and I heard, you know, that AZ reference, you know what I'm saying, from how he got signed, you know, how he got signed, you know what I mean, off of that verse on Life's a Bitch, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's real, you know.
A lot of us
who come in the name have, you know, kind of lost our way, you know, so to speak.
Right.
So, you know, reminder benefits, you see what I'm saying? So it's beneficial to be able to hear that call and heed that instruction and be like, oh, I need to get back right. You see what I'm saying?
Right. And AZ's been consistently, you know, he's been true to himself, you know, forever. So, you know, I admire that, you know?
Right.
So.
So we was on, we had the ruler and we had what you need, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so we can talk about what you need first.
It's a video for the ruler as well. We definitely gonna get into what you need though. What you need is one of them joints where you know, I kinda like, I don't even perform it often, but I wish I did perform it more. It's one of them joints where I just kinda wanted to kinda style on, you know what I mean? I wanted to still give you, you know, that conscious feel and everything like that, but I kinda wanted to show a little bit more of, you know, a swag on there, a swagger, you know what I mean? So I think with that and the whole sample, the guarantee to give you like what you need,
right.
I think it was a nice play. I think it was a nice play on the, you know, on lyrically what I was doing and everything. And I even did an AZ line in there, you know, 5% of line, you know, well, again, it's in the hood, it's 5%. So I think it was a nice play on words, and I think it really complemented that track really well. So guarantee to give you what you need. It was kind of like my introduction, you know what I mean?
Let you know, like, you don't want it either on the other side, right? You know what I'm saying?
Right, sure, exactly.
You don't want it.
Right. You know, because they mistaken this conscious rap for sensitive. Like, I ain't walking around with a gat like it's a membership. You know what I mean? So, at the same time, once you understand that, you know, just because we do this conscious music, just because we for the people, don't mean we're going to still bust you on your head. You know what I'm saying? So,
that's right.
You know, that's what it's all about.
And you said it's a video for the other joint, for the ruler?
Yeah, the ruler. The ruler, we actually shot a video for that a couple years ago. This album, man, was actually about 3 years in the making, to be honest. I was 25 when the ruler came out, or not even 25 yet. I said I was barely 25 in the song, 28 right now, so, you know. The album is definitely years in the making, and that's how your first album, your baby, should be, you know? Shouldn't be something rushed. And, you know, this, and for the artists out there, man, you know, make that project, you know? Take all the time you need to make that classic project, that timeless album, you know, because everybody gets graded off of their first album or their first project.
and, you know, start calling your projects albums, man. Take some pride into your work, you know.
Most definitely. Most definitely. Can you shout out one of the links real quick where people can get your album? Somebody already.
Yeah, man. You guys go to iTunes. The Essence by Ill Conscious is on iTunes. You actually Google it, The Essence by Ill Conscious or Ill Conscious The Essence, you should actually see the links for Google Play, Spotify, Amazon, or you guys can go to my website. I know one of the links you tried on there was kind of dead yesterday, but I think we revamped it since then. It's illconthegod.com, illconthegod.com, illconthegod.com. Yeah, man, and for the vinyl lovers, the really true to the Essence, people that still have those record players, the Essence is on vinyl as well. So if you guys, you know, yeah. Yeah, man, I sent you a link for that as well, man. I don't know if you saw it, but I sent you a link for it. So, man, the Essence is on, you know, it's on vinyl. Chop Hearing Records, salute to them.
That's beautiful, man. That's the ultimate sound right there. On vinyl.
Yeah.
Yeah, I grew up in a DJ house, you know what I'm saying? So
I'm gonna say all the DJs out there, y'all need that vinyl.
Yeah.
Go front on it. Go cop it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. That's what we got. Two more tracks, you know what I'm saying? And I wanna be respectful of your time. I know you gotta jump, so let's get these tracks, and then you can do whatever you need to do to close out.
All right.
We got Born Supreme, and we got Urgent Shit. So,
yeah.
We're going to rock those.
Yeah.
It's always been you.
Yeah.
Blessing my sight with these morbish and no comedic science. We energetic vibing. This is prophetic timing. They stressing them diamonds, expressing it through synthetic knowledge and feeding the beast and contributing to the economics. These 85ers relying on the theoretic promise. Islamic and Christianity blinded some bias, cause my ancestors from a compelling climate. These cosmic beings travel beyond a telescopic. So who the hell the loudest? I'm never settling for them devil sirens. If they meddling, I'm holding a medal like rebel tyrants. Fuck the brutality, repel the violence. My hands up, but I'm shooting. I give him hell with the iron. I see myself the Messiah, high as a belt of Orion. A lost nation of 5%, I'm in healthy compliance. Follow the guard, I'm part of a stealthy alliance. Get him plugged from the matrix, it's like a broken appliance. I'm defiant, yeah.
It's always been you.
Now I'm
in
the sky.
It's always been you.
Yeah. I'm exposing these holy documents. Luther been all the Protestant. They plotting and locking and where you're knocking. His apocalypse rising. I sit back indulging his herb like a block. And his government eyeing his word. Citizen don't apply to what observe. Flipping the bird, my only prerogative. Bringing the choppers like I caught him. Defiling my lioness. Guinness and Heineken's aiming. I put a shot in them officers wrongfully offing. My brothers fuck the politics. Came in the game as a king like Stojakovic. I speak the plight of the Asiatics till it's monotonous. Highnesses to minuses, they control in your irises. I spit that inflammation that be infecting your sinuses. My message prevalent on any continent, from the provinces of Canada to Yugoslavia.
Wow.
Plus they say I'm uncooperative.
Take heed, cause a certain assertiveness come with being a verbalist. She is permanent, when you engulfed in the radio, television, and all of the turbulence. Alternatives, they hype from the bloggers and the journalists. Okay, see that's nice, you in the light. But I don't need another source igniting my furnaces. I'm from a place where rap is really the murderers. It's fitted for the people who really trapped and deserving this. You never heard of us? Pay attention, I'm the sun. My theory's like Nicholas Copernicus. Ignorance, you steady serving it. And you wonder where your kids steady learning it. So I sit back and I burn a spliff. This the return of the urgent shit. Fallacies, cause none of my niggas got large salaries. I'm Picasso with the pen start gradually thin to have my LPs hanging in art galleries. I'm doing this all naturally, in fact, to get away from the killings and short casualties. Paint pictures and draw graphically to give a small glimpse of the plan. This God mastery, we under supervision, wearing yarmulkes, kooky sort of crucifixes, influential but detrimental. The truth is missing. Yes, you ask why the youth is distant. Ignorance, you steady serving it, and you wonder where your kids steady learning it. So I sit back and I burn a spliff. This, the return of the urge and shit. Young Miss on the vocals, Salem Brown on the keys, and the only 4.0 on the drums.
The family recognizing all these dimensions, you know, went through, you know what I'm saying? And just in these couple of tracks, you see what I'm saying? So y'all need to go check it out, man. Spotify, Amazon, iTunes, IllConTheGod.com, you know, wherever you can find it, you know what I'm saying? Get a couple copies.
Absolutely.
Get you that vinyl. Get you whatever the brother got going on. He got an EP coming out.
Import, export.
Right, import, export, man. Salute to God, man. Support the God. Support real music, man. You know, look at our artists, man. You see what I'm saying? Support our artists.
Absolutely,
you know, the industry try to swallow them up, water them down, put the dress on them. You know what I'm saying?
Ain't going to happen. You know what I mean? We too strong over here for that.
Right.
Absolutely, man. Yo, peace, knowledge, born of law. Appreciate you having me, man. Like, word up.
Man.
Definitely an honor.
Run your info down one more time, man, before you bounce, guy.
Yeah, man. IllConTheGod.com. IllConTheGod.com. Guys on Facebook, IllConscious, Twitter, Instagram, all that. You know what I mean? IllConscious. Like I said, the essence is out already. I got a new EP on the way called Import Export. So please, please stay tuned. Support that. I got an LP coming out next year called Vigilant. So all my, you know, international supporters, we'll be in Europe next year. You know, we just try and get it, man. Peace to everybody that made the album possible. Peace to everybody on Import Export. Salute to Raf Alpha, Norm Regular, Kai Daniels, Omnia Azar, Melanin Reigns. You know what I mean? Salute to, peace to my manager Marcus, because, you know, without the other half, you know what I mean, this two-headed monster won't be able to work. So, you know what I mean? We be making it happen. Peace to my, you know, my brothers, Dirt Platoon, Guy Grams. You know, we out here just trying to make it work, man. You know what I mean? Trying to bring that organic hip-hop back, that pure, unadulterated feel. You know? And that's what it's all about, man. IllConscious, man. Peace.
Peace. So we're going to wrap it up, family, with that. Salute to IllConscious, man, coming through, showing us that love. You know what I mean? It's not how we're doing it here on Dumanize Radio Live, always. always. Never know what we got under the hat, you know what I'm saying? So we pull that, you know, ratchet or the rabbit, we decide. So we're going to close out. Don't forget to check us out tomorrow. We got the Queen, Nisi X, will be in the building, Black Women's Defense League founder and CEO. She will be on tomorrow with, you know, some other delegation of Black Women's Defense League. And Sunday, we got the West Coast Mafia's own Queen Marvelous over here on the West Coast. Ra-Ra Set will be in the building, you know what I'm saying? Getting that West Coast revolutionary mindset right for the people here live on Duvin Knowledge Radio on the Revolutionary Sunday episode. That's 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. on the West Coast. Nisi X will be on 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 12 p.m. on the West Coast. Make sure you call in, check in, see what's good. Monday, we got the last promotion on the platform for the Black Power Awards happening November the 12th. So Sister Ayapo Moyende will be on the show Monday, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We continuing to make it happen, making some things happen on the horizon. The Conscious Olympics, hosted by my brother Jobs, will be in Baltimore. So I will be in Baltimore the 27th through the 29th of November. You know, that's going to be a great event. Myself, Brother Red Pill, Brother Blue Pill, Keith Horton, and the Revolutionary Mind Cinema will be in the building. And the brother who just called in, PFK Boom, will be in the building out there making it happen on the ground, striving to make some things happen there. So definitely will be in Baltimore, Tubman City, in the end of November. So a lot going on. And in the meantime, and in the between time, we got some amazing guests coming on. The Sister Carmen King will be in the building. The brother PFK Womb will be in the building. The brother Positive K will be in the building. The brother Saladin, brother Born Mastermind Allah, definitely will have, you know, some profound information to bring forth to the people. And there's a lot going on. I want to give a salute and a shout out to Sister Renee Black for keeping the graphics on deck. You know, check out at Renee Black Graphics and check her show out, The Rundown with Renee, every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. Salute to the Sister Shakti out there for Shakti Speaks, and also the Sister Empowerment Network with Sister Mayat and Sister Nikki Justice, along with Sister Renee. They will be coming back the end of this month, along with Cool Kim Radio with the brother Ankhbe Nu, the Truth Hour with the brother Truth. Yeah, definitely a lot of different shows going on, you know what I'm saying? Salute to the brother Trey and the brother CJ from the Bill Monic Group with that simulcast yesterday, the Mind Your Business series. They will be simulcasting from now on, and we're going to incorporate that with a couple of more shows. So go check out Do the Knowledge Radio, Do the Knowledge TV, YouTube channel. We're going to be having some interviews, you know, coming from there as well. So definitely check us out and see what's going on. One more salute to the God, Ill Conscious. Check us out tomorrow. Subscribe to the show here if you like what you heard. www.blogtalkradio.com/Do the Knowledge Radio. That's dothaknowledgeradio.com. Check us out, www.dothaknowledgeradio.com, and also Do the Knowledge University. So with that, I'm going to say peace and Black power. Salute to Dr. Mayat for calling in. Check out the Meltrek DVD series that's out. Phenomenal series. Pick it up for the young seeds and, you know, for yourself and get familiar. Get on that melanin track. So, Dan, I'm going to say peace and black power. See you tomorrow.
Reflecting off my exuberance, hooligans constantly tricking you, just illusionist. All I see is foolishness, boosting and they computing it, huh? So they spewing it, doing it, cause it's lucrative. A pupil to the game, so I try to remain studious. This shit is deeply rooted, I'm seeing this nucleus. They try to lead us fugitive, locked in a box, humorous, huh? The sun is shining, just keep the mind of the luminous. See, we be staying grounded, but higher than stewardess. I'm barely 25, I'm getting by and maneuvering, schooling them, steady improving. See, we enthusiasts when it comes to this life, but it's like you steady illuminating it. So the essence, what they googling is artists is superior. When painting these pictures, you niggas doodleless. Shit is ludicrous. So come and follow me as I put this in motion and I show you where the movement is. My weaknesses, cause it's real as I'm keeping it. Me in the criteria with these potent ingredients. It's for the people, my motive is never secret. If demon gets with the wordplay, really, who be critiquing this? And I might come off to the public and see the shit. For I was this industry ready to sink my teeth in it. See, I'm eager to feast and just peeping, no one exceeding this. I'm more significant than the Greeks to Prometheus. Tired of repeating this, ain't nobody I'm beefing with. It's fucking with the guards, y'all niggas softer than cleavages. Hearing the grievances, all these pussies is creeping and thinking they dope niggas is gassing them, they believe in it. So we frequently seeping in through the frequency while we equally blowing our greenery. So illegally the love spread it evenly. Whether it's coast to coast or international, we be doing it peacefully. Dwindling, considering I'm gifted and niggas ain't coexisting, they prohibited. Alone on the island, it's like the Gilligan picture it. So I pity them swimming inside they women friends. Pips be contributing to my stimulus, mental and all of my daily sentiments, and the smell is conspicuous. They ain't equipped for this, huh? I'm barely scrimmaging. Huh? Hey yo, this rack is equivalent to the Wimbledon. Simpleton, trying to destroy, I be assembling. If time is money, I'm swinging upon a pendulum. So I'm drawing a line like the meridian. Trying to avoid stress, I'm headed to the Caribbean. I just wanna live again, take it back to a kid again. But now my blood thicker than colder than amphibians. My eyes twitching, I'm singing the snake slithering. Bringing it back in effect in the game, missing it. The ruler. The ruler. Turning their back on the education and resorting to pitching the crack like it's recreation. From a place where the dealers playing in the darkest corners, we see the detriment, many mothers becoming mourners. Sons ducking and dodging the cuffs and the fucking warmings. I've seen the best of them niggas go turning it for me. Damn, shit is more than just an observation. Too many lost souls stuck within the population. It's like the older folks don't feel it is an obligation to teach the youth and inform them about cooperation. It's from the school of hard knocks to the block scholars, the Rudy, the cause is all just the top dollars. With the mind of a pit bull and the rock wilders, getting locked inside a cave, son, the cops wild. Yeah. This is for Mary. reality. Love crafting the penmanship, they killing morality. Judge stacking the sentences, we feeling the agony. Grudge matches is infinite, blaming on bad karma when slugs back the recipients. It's for the common thug who lacking a sense of it. Street symphony, so they packing the instrument. And they mistaken this conscious rap for sensitive, like I ain't walking around with a gat like it's a membership. Wait, what's the consensus? The radio try to convince us. Meanwhile, the 9 to 5 got us filing exemptions, and we standing on the block with the wildest intentions. But the galore, but breaking the law is kind of convincing. Well, beginners in the hood is 5%ers, but something must I got in us. Now we got hidden agendas, never signing addendums, lest they come with percentages. So we even the odds so we can be climbing the integers.
Morning, Baltimore. Now, when you look outside your window, what is it that you see? Them blue lights got you losing freedom. And you think just because you ain't wearing shackles, you free? Yeah, I be sunning and running these niggas till I rip up meniscus. For pictures conflicted when you spit it, your shit is fictitious. They psychologically lynching the poverty stricken, afflicted by monopoly systems and lottery tickets. But nobody can mention it. It's everybody busy gripping the smith and no switch it. The six or the blickers, the clips with the biscuits. Whatever the term, niggas be kicking, never live it when they spitting. So they get hit with the quickness. The game treacherous, leaving the fake separate. One of them real spitters, I'm keeping the wave prevalent. They lame selling it, talking about cane peddling. They faker than the bezel that's placed in they chain crevices. Blue and white circle the block with the same prejudice. So once you gain leverage, try to remain relevant. You lower class men just trying to chase Leatherman. Make the president to be stalking and take precedence.
Yeah. Lies. And the raindrops fall. Made me think about life.
Who wanna get with this? Me and my constituents, we will remain inquisitive till we get in them Benjamin. So until we get in this, consider this conditioning vigorous with the penmanship, no dismissing this lyricism. One of the few niggas doing it with conviction, and what I'm spitting should be encrypted inside of the scriptures or amongst the hieroglyphs. I be drifting the higher wisdom. Niggas giving you water, I'm giving you nitroglycerin. They say the realists never be climbing the station. Your poetry compromised when you go and sign to the majors. Been designed by the maker to coincide with the greatest. Moving so independent, independently, I'm aligned with the paper. So to them people that's skeptical of my dedication, I plan to